The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The us includes tonight me, Ian.
Chris.
And Mark.
Chris is here courtesy of his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. Your most recent video, Chris, is kind of an unusual twist on the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, so I actually published, this is not on my YouTube channel, Josie the Outlaw published, and I created a new YouTube channel, Brutalist Media Productions, and and we released our first video was the white t-shirt ice bucket challenge. And
that's right.
However, there's
that's
a little bit
of a... That's been
done
before.
Yeah, so the ice bucket challenge, if you're not already familiar, you folks at home and in your cars and whatnot, is people are challenged to either dump a bucket of ice water on their head or donate money to this foundation for, like, ALS research. ALS being Lou Gehrig's disease, like a neurodegenerative disorder.
Isn't the idea that if you dump the bucket, then you don't have to give as much money?
Well, it's either the challenge is either donate some money or dump a bucket of ice water on your head and put it on YouTube. So that being,
gotcha.
And then the idea is, like, all right, if you do the if you do the ice bucket, then challenge three other people to do it, and this is like a viral marketing strategy to raise the money.
And it's
raised like over $42 million last we checked. And so, you know, we decided to instead of an ice bucket, the twist is, I don't know if you should give the twist away.
It's a good twist, and you can see it.
There's a white t-shirt involved.
Yeah, Josie, she's not an unattractive lady.
Indeed.
Josie is easy on the eyes, and you can see that video at ChristopherCantwell.com.
I think
it'll be the second or third post down, because I got a couple of podcasts.
Also reposted to both Freekeen and StopFreekeen.com.
StopFreekeen faked it up? I got to go see what they said about it. That's funny.
And normally when StopFreekeen puts something up, they use the do not... There's some sort of website called Do Not Link.
I hate that.
That lets them strip out...
Don't ever mention that again. I don't want people to know about that website.
Yeah, it's a terrible site. But they can't do that with a YouTube video. They can't prevent someone from incrementing your YouTube views with
right.
that website. So... So anyway, the toll-free number tonight...
Put a couple of bucks in my pocket.
Thanks, StopFreekeen. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. We've got Nathan. He is on the line in Texas. By the way, our Skype username, which is how Nathan is connected, is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Nathan. You were talking about cults. You actually suggested that you believe the Libertarian Party is a cult. Now, were you ever in...
Right. And I'm sorry. I retract that. I was mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, because I've been involved with the Libertarian Party, and it does not meet the criteria for cults. Not, I don't think it meets very many of them at all. And, of course, there's different criteria for what you consider to be a cult, and not all cults have the same factors, I guess.
I think the definition of a cult in common parlance is the group of people who you disagree with.
Yeah, that's what I think. I just think it's an overused, unuseful word.
Well, I disagree with
you. Well,
I
certainly
agree.
Go
ahead, Nathan.
I agree that that's why I don't use it as a pejorative. I try to use it in this clinical sense that I'm trying to argue for here. And the motivation for this definition that I'm telling you is that I came to the ideas of liberty through objectivism and Ayn Rand. And right at the beginning, there was this issue that Ayn Rand's sort of running a cult. And so
she's not running it. She's dead. But there are definitely people who are very culty about Ayn Rand.
So I think that there's a distinction between a cult and a cult of personality. And I think that what you're talking about with, you know, Ayn Rand and debatably with Stefan Molyneux is a cult of personality. Yes, I can see why somebody might want to shorten that down, but I think that there's really a distinction, because I think a cult brings to mind religious adherence.
Well, what about the cult of the omnipotent state?
As far as I'm concerned, I think that there's an argument that could be made
that it is a religion,
that the state is in fact a religion, that it has icons, that people believe of, you know, supernatural things about it, that has a certain aspect of ancestor worship with the founding fathers. And how many people have died for this flag.
Ancient, you know, like, documents and whatnot.
You know, they've got ancient documents. They've got the whole thing.
Chanting. They've got chanting.
Yeah, lots of that.
They're definitely chanting.
And a lot of those things are signs of cult.
There's some chanting fools.
Nathan, final thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, I like this definition of a cult because it does, and I guess you can call it a cult of personality too. I think it drives the heart of what's dangerous. What's what should you watch out for? And people who are socially isolated, who adhere to some kind of unconventional idea and adore a father figure, you know, I think these are important signs that you need to look for.
They are, absolutely. They're three of the more important ones, but there are others. And I thank you, Nathan, for your call tonight. Again, you can hook up with us on Skype like he did at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be approved. Now, there are a lot of different articles and news stories and websites about cults, and so people have been researching cults, and there's certain factors that are worth looking at to determine whether or not the group that you're involved with or your loved one is involved with is or is not a cult. And, you know, some cults are more dangerous than others. That much is certainly true. So let's jump into this. This is from CSJ.org. This is the characteristics associated with cultic groups revised. So here we go. The group displays excessive, zealous, and unquestioning commitment to its leader, whether he is alive or dead, regards his belief system, ideology, and practices as the truth, as law.
Every single government and religion that has ever existed.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, one of the arguments, if you're going to accept Marx's claim that all cults are religious, then the big difference between a cult and a religion is the number of members and how long they've been around.
Oh, that's why I think it's an unuseful term. It's, you know, what's the difference between Christianity and a cult, or Islam and a cult, or any major religion and a cult? I don't see one. I think the cult is a pejorative term, and by that I mean that pejorative terms can certainly often be true terms, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
But the way that they're used, they have connotations to them that the very use of them makes the application of them makes points out something bad. So, for instance, it is not inaccurate to call a black man an N-word. It is, however, a pejorative term, right?
I would say that's inaccurate because it's a insulting term. It's not descriptive at all.
Well, it depends
Indeed.
On who's saying it, I guess, right? I mean, you know, if people use the N-word on the street all the time, and depending on your skin color, you might get away with it or you might get your head cracked open.
But there are plenty of people who would point out, if they are black, that they would not accept that they are the N-word. So it is completely inaccurate.
Have you ever watched, like, Cat Williams or any rap song ever?
Yeah, and I also,
some people will accept it, but not all of them.
What
will.
I don't see you doing is turning to your computer and taking away and trying to find the definition of that word, because you know what the definition of that word is, mm-hmm. and that it would be accurate. It is pejorative, and that's what I believe cult is. It may be accurate in its application.
Do you have a better word to describe a creepy group of people that surrounds a charismatic leader and devotes to him their time, their money, their effort, to the point where they are willing to completely shut out loved ones, family members, and friends to their own detriment, ostensibly? Is there a shorter or better term, perhaps, besides cult? To describe that, I'd love to hear your non-pejorative term that sums all that up. Go right ahead.
Exclusive group? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't really have the same ring as cult, because you could have an exclusive
cult's
group.
Cult's pejorative.
No, cult is a descriptive term that encompasses all of the descriptions I just gave you. Exclusive group could mean any club. Exclusive group could mean any group of people meeting for any purpose, not to exalt some sort of centralized leader who is this godlike character with all-knowingness.
But if we're going to go ahead and think of it as a negative thing, and you are necessarily thinking of it as a negative thing if you're saying, you know, they're doing this to their detriment, right? You're
it's
saying
not that necessarily.
If they're doing this to their detriment, and then we're calling it a cult, we're saying, okay, here's this pejorative term because I don't like what's happening here. It's my preference would be that people did not do this to their perceived detriment, right? So mm-hmm. I have a disagreement with the way that this is going, and so I'm going to lob the term cult at it, like people do to you. Right. Mm-hmm. People disagree with your politics or your ideology. And so they say,
right.
Well,
they don't
this
have
group
a
of people over here is a cult, right? And they could say it. Like, I mean, people are, kicked out of the KAC and let back into the KAC, and who's the cool kid on the block today, and who's got to take a break from the community? I mean, this happens, right? And so it's this group of people with these rules and ideas, and, you know.
Yeah, but there's some very common things among cults, like having a charismatic leader. The KAC doesn't have that.
We're all Ian's minions, haven't you heard?
Well, again, people can make claims, but that's not true. The toll-free number is 855-453, whereas with cults, there definitely are charismatic leaders.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. And, of course, you can join Chris Cantwell on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. Don't forget about modup.net. In fact, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get the extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. It's affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil on modup.net by them being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake the low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So visit modup.net and pay with Bitcoin to get a 33% discount. To make the deal even better, use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, don't forget code FTL at modup.net for world-class service at a great price on modafinil, M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. As we continue here, there's a large level of discussion going on within the Liberty Movement about Stéphane Molyneux, which has led into a discussion about cults. Some say he's not leading a cult, and you know it may not be his intention to lead a cult, and I'm not saying that he is, but there are certainly some things that, as our caller earlier pointed out, some things about the group of Stéphane Molyneux supporters or fans out there that seem a little bit culty. And sometimes when certain things happen in people's lives, then they get caught up in these things, they do end up cutting off their friends and family members. Now, this is one of the more controversial things that Stéphane Molyneux supposedly advocates, is this sort of idea of removing oneself from one's family of origin if indeed they are abusive. Now, that makes sense to me, right? That's what the supporters of Stéphane Molyneux will say. Oh, he only says that if it's an abusive relationship with your family, meaning physically or mentally abusive. Now, that makes sense. If if your family's beating you physically, it doesn't make sense to show up for Thanksgiving dinner next year.
Well, but at the same time, I mean, the definition of abusive relationship is basically anybody who believes in the state, right? So if you believe you believe in the war on drugs and I smoke marijuana, then what you're really saying is that I should be kidnapped at gunpoint and thrown in a cage with violent and dangerous people. And that is, an abusive thing.
That's an abusive thing.
But are we to then, eliminate everybody from our lives who believes that way? And if we do that, are we really going to be doing a very good job of spreading our ideas?
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing that I want to point out about it is that he basically says that your relationship with, like, your parents is just the same as any other adult relationship, and that's absolutely not the case, because obviously most of your adult relationships did not wipe your butt and feed you and house you for up to 18-plus years of your life. You know, mm-hmm. it's not the same as an adult relationship. And I do think that there's a certain disregard for a lot of things there, and it's something that people should take into greater consideration. But he takes a radical point of view, and people are supposed to be able to figure it out for themselves.
But that's one of the common signs of you might be in a cult if you're encouraged to leave your family and your friends. It's one of those things.
We are encouraged to leave our family and friends and move to New Hampshire. That's not a cult.
But that doesn't mean it's not necessarily
a cult. The Free State Project has a president, Carla Garrick. Are we following Carla down the road?
But Ian's the leader of the
Kool-Aid.
Free State Project, if you really listen to these folks.
Oh, some people said
I actually created it. Pot calling the kettle black here, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Pretty soon you're going to be releasing the truth about the Keen Activist Center.
No, definitely not. And I was going to respond to something you said, and I was completely spaced on that.
I was talking about the Free State Project. Like, if I try to make the Free State Project a cult, and I say, well, people are encouraged to move away and come to a place, they leave their friends and family and pets and career behind.
Hold on, that's not the same thing as shutting yourself off from your friends and family. It's one thing, if you go and you've got a job somewhere and you move to somewhere
else, probably not a cult, right?
For the job, you've left your friends and family. family behind because your life is more important and doing what's important for you is what you want to do. But you can still talk to them on the phone. You can still reach out to them on Facebook or whatever other methods you have to communicate with those people. Just because, you know, people physically move somewhere doesn't mean they're disconnecting themselves from everybody that they care about.
You know, unless they don't believe in your magnetic mattress business model, at which point, you know, now you've got to cut them off.
I'm telling you, man, I remember them talking about that in network marketing. I really remember them suggesting that if your friends don't want to join up, then you should just hang out with us. And that's a very cult thing to do.
Yeah.
To try to separate an individual from their support, their classic support networks. It's okay to join a new group of friends, but if that group of friends starts telling you that all of your other friends are bad and all of your family is bad and that you should stay away from them all the time and only hang out with your new friends, you might be in a cult.
But, like, what does your life come to if you're just listening, if you're going to cut your family off because somebody on YouTube told you to, right? If you just, like, watched a YouTube video of a guy who was like, hey, you should ostracize your family, and you're like, well, screw you, Mom and Dad, I'm moving out.
I imagine it's usually after watching a few YouTube videos, but, yeah, there are people who've done that.
Yeah, you know, and, I mean, if they've made that decision to do that, then they've made that decision to do that. And it might be bad advice, but does that make it a cult? I don't think so.
Yes, this is a classic sign that somebody is in a cult.
Also,
classic.
You know, Stefan just posted on his Facebook today. He's like, I don't advise people to, you know, to break up with their family.
Oh, really?
I give them, you know, I make suggestions. They act upon it. Mm-hmm. And
suggestions and advice are, I think, the same thing.
That's not with a guy who just called
in
last hour, who was on the inner circle, as it was described, of the Stefan Molyneux podcast.
All right.
He says that basically on the inner circle, it's made pretty clear that all parents are abusive and that all parents are bad and that you should disconnect yourself from them. So there's, you know, the public face of what's supposedly said in public, and then there's the, you know, more realistic what's actually being said.
During the break, a gentleman was in here, and he said that, you know, he also says that there were no doctors in, you know, no good doctors in the 14th century, right? So, I mean, if he told you, hey, don't go to the guy who's going to do bloodletting to cure your cancer, or he's mm-hmm. going to tell you not to go to the guy who's going to put leeches on you, you know, I think that's good advice, you know, back then, right? If you're dealing with a situation where doctors are quacks and not providing a good service, just because a better service does not yet exist doesn't mean that you should go and have them slit your wrist.
Well,
right?
Okay, so but remember the caller we had on earlier who was on the inner circle of Stefan Molyneux, he said that one of the reasons why he finally left the group, which he didn't describe as a cult, he said it had some cult aspects.
Right.
He said the reason why he finally left the group was because it didn't improve his relationships. He had taken the advice, this wonderful advice that the world's been waiting, you know, thousands of years for or something, that he's taken the advice, he applied it, or did his best, presumably, to apply that advice to his relationships, and he still had some crappy relationships.
Well,
it didn't solve the problem.
Of course it did, because the idea, look, I mean, there's some bad ideas over at Free Domain Radio. I think that universally preferable behavior is a nice idea, but it's not the way the world works right now. So if you're going to try and, you know, live the even just the non-aggression principle, much less universally preferable behavior with other people around you, and all of a sudden you realize, hey, these people don't prefer the same behavior as me,
surprise.
Then let's not be surprised when things don't work out. And that's why you should think objectively, think critically, and go
right.
about your own business.
And by the way, when people move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, they're encouraged to integrate into the community, not cloister themselves off.
That's true.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've been involved in a cult. Of course, if you're in a cult today, you probably don't realize it. It's usually one of those things that you look back on later on and say, oh, yeah, that fits that description. So if you want to tell us your story, you're welcome to do so. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you need to know how to get Bitcoin. Is Bitcoin a cult? No, there's no leader whatsoever with Bitcoin. It's completely decentralized. No one even knows who Satoshi Nakamoto is, although I suppose some sort of cult could develop around Satoshi Nakamoto. Maybe there is one. I don't even know. But Bitcoin as a whole is...
The cult of the blockchain.
Yeah. Bitcoin as a whole is an amazing technology that is being accepted by companies as large as Dell Computer, Wikipedia, for instance, and companies as small as maybe your Main Street corner store like we've got here in Keene. You might have seen Derek J. walking around in the background here. He's got a fancy new haircut he got at a downtown hair salon that takes Bitcoin here in Keene. Pretty cool stuff. So Bitcoin's amazing. You can get some for yourself by going to expresscoin.com. Not only can you get Bitcoins, but you can get Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. And you can now do it from Canada, all at expresscoin.com. Plus, maybe you're new to Bitcoin and you've never bought any before and you want to get a small amount.
If you get less than $40 worth of Bitcoin or any of those other altcoins at expresscoin.com, there is no, you have to use our coupon code. There's no transfer fee. Coupon code is FTL. Now, normally, if you're doing more than $40 worth at expresscoin.com, it's a 3% fee, which is a very reasonable fee. In fact, the best I've ever seen in the business of exchanging one currency to another. But go to expresscoin.com. Again, your first $40 worth is free if you use code FTL. Now, you have to spend the $40, but I mean it's free as in they don't charge you a fee. At expresscoin.com. By the way, you can use money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit. Great ways to get Bitcoin into your Bitcoin wallet, which you can get one of those for free by going to blockchain.com and downloading their free Bitcoin wallet software.
Every time you list all the different cryptocurrencies, I think of the Overkill Coin video. Have you seen this?
No, but it sounds very entertaining.
It's hysterical. I would encourage people who are listening in front of their computers, or if you will be in front of your computer, go check it out later. Overkill Coin, and they go into all the different spin-offs that they go and cannibalize
so
the other
ridiculous
coins.
And by the way, I did not name all of the other altcoins. There's hundreds of them, and I only named four of them.
Right. So. But, you know, a bunch of people, thought, hey, this Bitcoin thing, I'm going to get on this from the beginning, so I'll compile it myself and just, like, change the name of it, and then there'll be a whole new blockchain.
Zucker coin. Let's go to Chris listening in Clearwater, because a lot of people, I think, have lost a lot of money on those altcoins out there. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
I know.
The other Chris in Clearwater.
Hi, gentlemen. Well, the former Cult Awareness Network, I don't agree with a lot of their characteristics of a cult. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of their actions, like kidnapping people from Scientology, for example, but I do agree with their characteristics of a cult, including things like the leader saying they have a special relationship with God, et cetera, if anybody wants to check that out. But that
and Stefan Molyneux says there's no God, so.
Indeed.
Again, not all cults are religious, despite what Mark says.
Right. Well, on that, Stefan and I would disagree, but that's fine. And so, you know, you want to label somebody, if you're going to be a cult, you better do it all the way. And I really called in to say, though, that the world would be a better place if honest folks would shun their dishonest relatives rather than enabling them and wasting their own time and giving them emotional support.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I think that there's a certain viewpoint that because someone's related by blood that you owe them something in this world, and
right.
That I just don't understand. I mean, if you've got somebody right. Who's abusing you, I don't care who they are. It makes sense to cut.
I don't know. Now, Chris in Clearwater, Florida is now saying that he disagrees that there's no God, and he's encouraging people to shun their family members. Is Chris in Clearwater, Florida, are you the leader of a cult?
Not that I know of.
He is in Clearwater, Florida, which is the home base
yeah.
of the Church of Scientology.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I am, but I'm not a Scientologist. No, you know, but, you know, it's good to talk about things that you agree with them on. I mean, I agree that Scientologists are great for how psychiatric medicine is overprescribed, but no, I mean, I ask about L. Ron Hubbard. Well, you know, his special relationship with deity, whatever he considers that to be, or Xenu, the alien who interfered in world history allegedly. Well, who audited L. Ron Hubbard? That's what I would like to know, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what I asked the Scientologists, and they can never answer that.
Of course.
But what I would really like to point out, though, is that I had to separate from my family because I have a psychopathic brother who framed me 3 times. He's a confidential Jeez. Informant and, you know, caused me to be arrested,
wow.
falsely arrested 3 times and subsequently charged and got those charges mostly dismissed. But, you know, he would talk the ear off of my late parents who supported and enabled him to attack others like myself. So I don't take it personally, but he ended up stealing their life savings as I had warned them. He was planning to do. He felt he was entitled to. And, you know, and really, it was because mostly he would withhold his 2 sons as they're my parents' grandkids over the heads of our parents.
Sure. I'll never let you see them again if you don't. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If you don't believe that Chris is, you know, or that I'm a two-headed monster, who, you know, eats babies for breakfast. And but I really, yum. You know, I, there was a lot of healing involved. You know, how could you do this to me? I'm your son. Why would you want to expose me to a prison or, you know, possibility of prison, at least a jail, and, you know, things like that. But, you know, it taught me, though, a valuable lesson of how confidential informants operate, that they'll sell out and
anybody.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Chris, thanks for your call, man. I'm glad you're all right today. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to John. He's in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, John.
Hey, man. If you're talking about cults, I think you got to look at Fight Club.
Fight Club? The Chuck... I don't know how you pronounce his last name. Pollock Hook.
The Brad Pitt movie.
Book? Yeah.
I think it's important that we not talk about this.
All right. So what about it?
Right. First rule of Fight Club, right?
Right.
And the second. And you're breaking them both right now, pal.
I hear you.
All right.
No, he goes to all these self-help things like AA and... blah, 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 you know, he goes all of these groups and he kind of preys on all these people and gets to know them, and then all of a sudden they're destroying world finance and everything. I mean...
It really kind of sped up there at one point, didn't it? Wow, this is, you know, like you're getting together, drinking a little... popping each other in the face or the gut, that it held a certain allure to me, certainly in my 20s. But, you know, the rest of it's like, wow, this sped up.
Yeah, that escalated quickly. We're going to have a little boxing club, and then we're going to blow up some buildings.
Yeah, when your charismatic leader is talking to himself, that might be the sign that you're involved in something a little bit
weird. Or that your charismatic leader is just a lunatic. Because, I mean, I don't know. I'd say some of these, like, AA and self-help group things are, like, culty in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, AA is very religious-based.
AA's
a
religion.
Power. You might give yourself over to your higher power. Right, and that you don't have any control over yourself.
No,
right?
You have no control over yourself. You have to come to the group and rely on the group and have the sponsor. And
John, any other thoughts on Fight Club? Go ahead.
No, I think it's really kind of funny. Like he really kind of understands. Like his alternate personality is trying to drive this guy into the ground, and you know he's like, whenever you have nothing, then you're free. You know, like
it's true. You have nothing to lose. Thanks, John, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A bunch of people were going to move down to Chile. This is the story we touched on in the very beginning of the show tonight. We never really got into it. The fate of Gulch, Chile. We will share from the Dollar Vigilante blog at dollarvigilante.com, which is one of the groups that was pushing Gulch, Chile. So
yep.
Clearly things have changed a little bit down there. We'll find out what allegedly happened here in moments. The toll-free number, 855-453. If you were involved in Gulch, Chile and you want to give us the inside scoop beyond what we're about to share, please do.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change.
Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live's call-in lines are brought to you by ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and it's global. They encrypt your data, meaning that before your information reaches your internet service provider, it's encrypted. Therefore, your ISP no longer will know what you're doing online. As soon as you start using ProXPN software, which you can download for free right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL, Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, there's ProXPN software for all of you. Linux users, setup's a little bit different, but you can easily get it to work with Linux as well. By the way, your internet service provider may be snooping on you and recording everything you do, every website you visit, every search term you enter, for, as, in some cases, as long as 5 years. So, again, you can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, you can do that by going to proxpn.com/FTL and then using promo code FTL50, which gives you 50% off the price of the annual account, which breaks the price down to about $5 per month. And that is, by the way, good for the lifetime of the account. That's not some introductory offer. Use code FTL50. You get 50% off for as long as you have the account. Again, that's the annual account price. You want a better deal? Use code FTLBTC, like Bitcoin, and you'll get 62% off that annual account. So it's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 if you're buying with your credit card, or FTLBTC if you're doing Bitcoin, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So let's continue here. From the Dollar Vigilante blog, this is Wendy McElroy. She's a fairly well-known within the Liberty Movement author. Jeff Berwick is one of the main guys over at Dollar Vigilante. He's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival also. It's a fairly popular blog. And so Galt's Gulch was one of these sort of competitors sort of to the Free State Project, but it could really only attract a certain kind of person, the kind of person who had money to spend. Because your average person can't just throw all their stuff in the car and drive down to Chile. You could.
I don't think anybody could throw their stuff in the car and drive down to Chile.
Yeah, so you know, there's going to be some money involved in making a move around the world. It costs money to move anywhere, but it costs more to move internationally, especially to buy property internationally. Anyway, many have wondered about the status of Galt's Gulch, Chile, the libertarian community that was planned and sold in lots on a liberty or as a liberty oasis for those who wish to live freedom before they died. My husband and I purchased an option on 1.25 acres in July of 2013. Others bought 10 or 25-acre lots, and some invested in the agricultural side of the venture. Extremely savvy investors committed small fortunes. Galt's Gulch, Chile, has been an unexpectedly wild ride since then. Shortly after purchasing, I received an unsigned email through the web form of a site I maintained. It informed me that Galt's Gulch, Chile, was a fraud. One reason? They say that it lacked water rights. In Chile, purchasing surface land and water rights are two separate processes. Galt's Gulch, Chile
crazy.
Is desert terrain, rather like California, and water rights are absolutely necessary for a community to be established. I responded to the email, but the message bounced back to me, she said. I did a search for the IP address, and it became apparent that the sender had used an anonymizer. I forwarded the email to the two joint owners of Galt's Gulch, Chile, Jeff Berwick and Ken Johnson. Jeff was and still is a trusted friend. I did not know Ken, however. My inquiry was not hostile, but it stirred quite a reaction from Ken. They immediately recognized the source as a former employee who had threatened to tell people, like me, about the problem if they didn't pay him hush money. She says, a fast-forward through many unpleasant details. The man was paid off. Galt's Gulch, Chile acquired more land, which had water rights that were both attached and transferable. The Galt's Gulch, Chile celebration was held in November 2013. The alleged purpose was for people to finalize the selection of lots and other paperwork. No selection took place because no zoning permits had been obtained. A Galt's Gulch, Chile, which seems kind of funny for Galt's Gulch to obtain zoning permits. Isn't Galt's Gulch the idea of getting away from the government or something like that? Well, I've never read Atlas.
We have zoning laws here, too.
What does that mean? You mean in Chile?
I mean in New Hampshire, in lots of parts of New Hampshire. I mean,
I'm not claiming this is Galt's Gulch, though,
I can't
right?
drill for oil in Keene.
Isn't Galt's Gulch supposed to be like some sort of liberty place, though?
I mean, it's a nickname that they assign to their project. It's, you know, right. it's not the
get
mythical place where John Galt moves his hand on a rock and says a name and the lights and blah, blah, blah.
This is this petty and superficial critique of Galt's Gulch as Free State Project. You can't have a Free State. I'm never going to move
you
for the
Free
State
Free
Project.
State. But totally legitimate critique.
It is not a totally legitimate
critique. Yes, it
is.
It's an oxymoron, the term Free State.
Square Project.
It's a name, people. Yeah.
So going on.
You know
here.
What? You know what makes libertarians so gosh darn fun? You know, their pedantry with the way they stick on words and they just won't shut up about it.
Anyway,
it's just an idea.
The zoning permits hadn't been obtained, so they couldn't select their lots. Another celebration was held this April with my husband and I in attendance. She says she was the opening speaker and has made no money from the project other than her speaking fee. The alleged purpose was for people to finalize the selection of lots and other paperwork. No selection took place, however, because no zoning permits had been obtained. Unbeknownst to most purchasers, dramatic changes had occurred behind the scenes. Through maze-like transfers of cash and authority, Jeff Berwick was shoved out of the project, and Ken Johnson remained in control. She says, I've sorted out most of the obfuscating tangle, and I may soon be writing a history of the labyrinthine matter. For the moment, suffice it to say, there is a basis for various lawsuits, and some are being pursued. There will be no zoning for the 1.25-acre lots or other arrangements of less than 10 acres. Galt's Gulch, Chile is an environmentally protected area, and it would take the political movement of heaven and earth to allow a community based on small lots to be officially approved. I had the opportunity to ask a question of the salesman who showed my husband and me our property. She puts that in quotes. I claimed it because I fell head over heels for the most beautiful tree I'd ever seen. I felt an instant connection as though the two of us were old souls who'd found each other. I could believe it.
I could see it, waking up each morning and having coffee under that tree and...
I love this tree part.
...telling it about my plans for the day.
Hell out of me.
Months later, in a Skype conference, I asked Galt's Gulch alienated salesman, when you sold us the property, and she's putting sold in quotes, when you printed out a photo from your phone that read Wendy's tree, did you know you could not legally sell us the lot you were offering? He said, that is correct. I suppose there's some comfort in being fleeced in good company, in being in the company of some of the smartest businessmen in the movement. I'm not reassured. Perhaps it's because I'm an Irish peasant, and what reassures me is owning the land under my feet. So she goes on, she says that something reassuring has been happening. The founding fathers have been trying to purchase all the rights to Galt's Gulch, Chile, and to reboot. And who knows what's going to become of that. What's not revealed in this story is how much they spent on this and whether they'll have any chance at seeing any of it come back to them in the future.
The thing that I'm hearing here is that, like, she got a picture of a tree and gave somebody a bunch of money. This sounds to me like somebody didn't do their due diligence.
It does sound like caveat emptor, right?
But there's
like,
a lot of people who are involved. And let's not forget, they're still there on site at Galt's Gulch, Chile. They've got about 12 people there. As I've been talking to the guy who's putting up Fort Gulch, which is the hotel that's supposed to be on site. It's a different project entirely. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this was on desert land.
Well, California is a desert. What do you mean by desert?
She's got a big old tree there.
I've gone to the website. I've seen the pictures of the rolling hills. I wouldn't call it lush, but I wouldn't call it a desert either.
So what you're saying is, Mark, this is still going.
What happened
with her lot, though?
I don't know what happened with her lot. I think that they're still trying to get... One thing's for clear. They're still trying to get zoning. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't imagine anybody knows what's going to happen. But I think that what she's trying to do is advise people that...
Look out.
What's that?
Look out.
Yeah, well, they are clear that they don't yet have zoning for this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've read the website, and they're clear. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't think any of us know what's going to happen. You're dealing with governments, and that's one of the things about...
Apparently, you may be dealing with scam artists as
well if her claims are true. Hold on a second. Now, if they're saying on the website that they don't have the zoning, and Wendy's complaint is that they don't have the zoning, then this goes back to doing your due diligence. Mm-hmm. Before you go and you buy a plot of land where you are being informed that they don't have the zoning, then you can't turn around and accuse somebody of scamming you when you find out that they don't have the zoning.
You're right about that. We don't know what she was told,
though. It's not a secret.
We don't know if that was on the page of the website when she bought. We don't know what information they were given.
One thing you knew is that you were getting into a new project, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't buying in at Celebrationville in Disney World. Mm-hmm. This is a bunch of white people moving to Chile in order to create a freedom enclave. There's going to be
some things. How do you know they're all white people?
They're marketing in the United States and Canada. I'm not saying they're all white people. I said a bunch.
They're American libertarians.
You know what I'd like to check? Let's just go. Well, maybe we can find out what the ethnic varieties of them are.
I don't really care, personally.
Apparently you do. You asked the question.
In the meantime, it made it sound like it was some sort of separatist thing, and I don't think that's the intention at all. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com announces a limited-time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.